Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with the nutritionist and dietitian Amber Boyens from the Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Talk about a variety of topics dealing with nutrition and your health. And today we're going to talk about nutrition and traveling.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's what we're going to talk
about.
Well,
a lot of people are going to be traveling in the not too distant future with nice weather here and all of that. So,
absolutely.
A timely topic today, Amber.
Well, good. Yes. I mean, we hit the road for a lot of different reasons, right? For work sometimes,
right.
If you're a sales rep or even if you commute, you know, we think about commutes, or I kind of think about commutes a lot as in the Twin Cities, you know, commuting every day to another town. But out here, we have people who drive from Madison to Montevideo or Wilmer or Ortonville. So we've got people who are on the road all the time anyway. We don't necessarily think about that all the time as being related to diet, but people eat in their cars a lot. Even if you only commute across town, sometimes people eat in their cars.
That's right.
So today I thought we could talk a little bit about travel, specifically for work, but also for vacation, and how we kind of handle some of those different scenarios so that it doesn't have a big impact on our health in a negative way.
All right. Yeah, because I suppose people just kind of tend to grab whatever is available and don't think too much about
absolutely
meal planning or anything when they're on the road.
That's exactly it. And a lot of times that stuff that they grab is maybe coming from a convenience store or whatever is ready and available in their kitchen and not always or in their cupboards. Not always the healthiest choices. And not that everything you eat has to be healthy, but there's some things to kind of consider. So first of all, I want to differentiate a little bit between ongoing travel, kind of what we do day to day or frequently for work versus vacation, because how we handle those two scenarios can be quite a bit different. So first, just kind of talking about ongoing travel, there's a direct correlation between weight gain and time spent in a vehicle. So whether that's time spent sitting in traffic or driving through the country doesn't necessarily matter. But the more we sit in a vehicle, the more likely we are to have weight gain, develop obesity, any of those kinds of things, which sort of spiral into a lot of other health problems.
Man, some people sit in the car for an awful long time every day.
For a long time.
There's not as much out here as in some areas.
Right. But, yeah. There's a 2013 study that showed that for every increased hour spent in a car, there was a 6% increase in risk of obesity, which is pretty significant. So having a plan for that is pretty important, and also important to consider that a lot of those studies look at even if the person exercises. So even if you find time in your day to do physical activity, the commute time is still associated with increased risk of weight gain. So important thing to kind of keep in mind is this is exactly why having a flexible, non-restrictive lifestyle is really important. So something that just operates off of healthy principles. So getting a good protein source, getting good sources of healthy fat, and getting good sources of fiber. So whether we're eating at home, in the car, on the road, at a restaurant, if we kind of just use that structure, what's my protein source? What's my healthy fat? And what's my colorful fiber? Generally speaking, we're going to be in pretty good shape. So when you're on the road frequently for work, commuting or driving to different places, like I said, as a sales rep or something like that, you work in different locations, pack what you can. So the more we can pack our meals and snacks, the less likely we are to stop and grab something that's maybe a little bit less healthy. So we live this life in our house with Kyle traveling a lot. Both of us have to drive, whether it's for drill or work. And what we do a lot of is bringing portioned leftovers. So if you're going to have to eat while you're physically in the vehicle, bringing portioned leftovers that you don't mind eating cold is kind of important. So whether that's something like a cold pasta that's got some protein in it, we use protein pasta in our house, sometimes chickpea pasta or lentil pasta. The nice thing about doing something like that is it's going to be a little bit more substantial. Regular whole wheat pasta is not bad for you necessarily, but it's only carbohydrate. So it's not going to keep you full for very long, which is why making sure you've got a protein source in there or choosing a pasta that has protein added to it or is made from a protein source like chickpeas or lentils can just make sure that it sustains you a little bit longer. If you're doing something simple like sandwiches or wraps, nothing wrong with that either, but think about those same principles again. Usually you've got your protein source in there, but what's your healthy fat and what's your colorful fiber? Are you putting veggies on your sandwich? Are you going to put some avocado on there? Are you going to pack that stuff on the side? What does that whole meal look like so that you're still getting something that's sustaining, that's enjoyable? That's the most important part.
So if I'm making a cold meatball sandwich from last night, meatballs on white bread, I should add a little bit. Something else in there.
So we need some healthy fat, yeah. But that could be black olives. That could be green olives. That could be.
I like olives.
That'd there you good. Go. Yeah. Exactly. Or it could be something on the side, like even having a handful of nuts after the meal or something like that.
A handful, not a canful.
That's exactly it. A handful, not a canful.
I learned that in an earlier program, I believe.
And that's a really good transition into talking about snacks that we have in the car, because it's easy to set that open container of peanuts or almonds or candy or chips or whatever it is just next to us in the car. We're listening to the radio, driving down the road. You just keep taking a little bit and snacking on it.
Washing it down with your Mountain Dew.
Exactly. Exactly. What a great transition into thinking about beverages too. So planning for beverages and thinking about how you're going to portion control those snacks. Super important. We need to take those kinds of things into consideration because we do tend to overeat if we have things just readily available sitting next to us, kind of mindless eating. We're not necessarily even enjoying it. We're not doing it out of hunger. We're just sitting there and occupying our hands and our mouths, really. So again, important to enjoy what you're bringing or what you're eating. So for snacks, think whole food options when you can. Veggies and hummus. Sweet potato chips and guacamole, cheese sticks or cubes and fruit, a trail mix with some kind of unsweetened dried fruit and seeds and maybe chocolate, ideally dark chocolate if you like it, a nut butter and fruit, even coconut chips, any of those kinds of things can be great snacks to kind of travel with. And like you mentioned, plan for beverages. If you know that stopping at a gas station, you're likely to go in and buy a Mountain Dew, make sure you've got something with you that's maybe a better option or a less sugar containing option.
Have a water or something.
Water would be great. A flavored water would be great, like a Hint or LaCroix or Bubbly, something that doesn't have added sugar or added sweetener in it would be ideal. Even bringing coffee or unsweetened tea or tea sweetened with a little honey. Things like that can be a good option as well. Now, just to differentiate again a little bit between traveling for work and traveling for vacation. If we're going on vacation, it's a one-time trip. We maybe don't need to be quite as deliberate. Still something to consider, though, especially the snacks just sitting next to you. Planning ahead still helps with financial purposes. So if you're budgeting that trip, it's a lot cheaper to bring some things with you than it is to just kind of get things when you think of it on the road, because you'll probably buy a lot more that way. But vacation's important. It's important for us to have some downtime. It's important for us to have that rest and relaxation. So if food is a big stressor while we're on that trip, that can really take away from the whole experience. So most of the time I tell people to ask themselves when you're looking at your meal, and this is good for kind of a day-to-day if you're stopping anywhere and getting food, what is this food doing to nourish my body? But especially when we're doing things like vacation, whether it's by ourselves, with friends, with family, good question to ask yourself then is, if this food isn't doing a lot to nourish my body, what is this food experience doing to nourish my memories, my traditions, my relationships, my soul? What other area of whole health is being nourished by this food experience that I have, even if the food itself is maybe not the healthiest? A lot of times when we go on vacation, we're looking for those restaurants to try, that ice cream shop that everybody talks about, something that we're not going to have access to every single day. Right. So being able to just enjoy that kind of stuff stress-free is actually an essential part to having a healthy relationship with food.
About when you go to the state fair and you have all that stuff on a stick?
It's a great question. You know that's a tricky one for me, too, as a state fair
that's
goer.
That's why I asked it, because I know you love the state fair.
I do love the state fair. And that's another one of those scenarios where that, for me, not everybody loves the state fair, but that, for me, is such a nourishing experience for relationships, because I usually force people I love to go with me, but also just for my memories and my traditions. So even when I do that, usually I try to split foods, which is a great option if you're going somewhere and you are trying to kind of stay on track even a little bit with just a healthy meal plan. Splitting those less nourishing foods with somebody else, that you still get to enjoy it, but maybe you aren't eating a massive serving of it, at least not for every meal.
That's a it's a one-time a year thing anyway. So
well, now it is. Yeah. A few times when I still live in the city.
Some people I know that go like 6 days a year.
I think six is my record. Yeah.
And I think one year you tried to. I don't know how many different things, but you named them all off for
30
me.
30 foods when I turned 30 years old, yeah.
That was it, yeah. So.
Yep, but not 30 whole servings. No, 30 bites of different things.
You didn't eat for about a month after that.
Yeah, and you walk so much at places like that, and that's something we do a lot on vacation, too, is all that extra movement that you're doing, if you're moving around, if you're walking a lot, if you're swimming, those kinds of things can make a difference as well.
All right. Well, if people have more questions on traveling and diet and anything else dealing with nutrition in their bodies, how can they find you?
Well, you can either go online to our website, which is Official Synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E, officialsynapse.com, and click the little link at the top for a free discovery call. You'll get to chat with me for an initial call to see if there's anything we can do to help you out. Or you can give us a call at the clinic at 651-209-9906.
Okay, and again, you personally live right out here in Madison, Minnesota. So
I sure do.
Easy to find to talk to.
That's right. Happy to meet with people anytime.
Very good. Amber Boyens, thank you for another Taco Tuesday. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks for having me.